Heritage Foundation national security expert James Carafano joins me to discuss the cozy relationship between Communist China and the Mexican drug cartels. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also remember the 9/11 attacks and honor everyone who served our nation in the years afterwards. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. I don't know if you saw from my title of today's video that I'm lonely today. And that is because Daisy has a migraine. You guys know how she has suffered with migraines for like years and years and years. And she, you know, after traveling and after dealing with her husband, who's not been feeling well, it's just been a lot since we got back. So she is down for the count today. And I'm going to try to just give you sort of a condensed show today without her, because obviously the whole point of the show is for her and I to, you know, to have a conversation. And so, but there's so much fun news going on today that I do want to show you a few videos, and we're going to get to those in just a second, because you guys, I know everybody that came to our meet and greet got really excited because Genucel, one our title sponsor, had goodies for everybody in their gift bags. But you guys, there's a couple new things going on with Genucel that I have to tell you about. By the way, my name today is Macrane in honor of Daisy's migraine. Which I guess it could also be used for Ukraine too, but I hadn't thought of that before. Anyway, okay, so here's what you need to know about Genucel, because you guys remember that Morgan, who I think is in the chat this morning, and Cindy had both written testimonials recently about how much they loved Genucel. And because we read them during like our talk about them, Genucel was so excited that they contacted, I hope Morgan sees this too. I got an email from Cindy saying she got this email. And Morgan, if you haven't gotten it, check your email. Genucel was so appreciative of their testimonials that they sent them each a free gift. And they are now telling us, this is how awesome Genucel is. They are now telling us that if you guys send an email testimonial to chicksontherightrule@gmail.com, if you're using Genucel and you send in a testimonial and it's one that we end up reading on the air, they're going to send you a free gift. I mean, how amazing is that, right? Like, that's incredible to me. And they also have this whole new thing where they have a personal shopper. So first of all, they're rolling out this whole personal shopping concierge service, right? Where you can have somebody that will help you pick out the perfect skincare line for you. You can contact them by email or text or cell or whatever. And so to celebrate this new service, they are offering their best-selling products at just $25 a piece. So you guys, get on the stick. You got to visit genucel.com/chicks. Take advantage of the $25 product offer right now in celebration of their personal shopper concierge service. And then also think about, once you use it and you know you're going to love it. Once you use it, you love it and you want to tell us about it and we read your email on the air, you're going to get more free stuff. Like, I can't even believe how nice that is. Anyway, genucel.com/chicks. Are you guys okay that it's just me this morning? I'm so sorry. It's not going to be like a super long show because I need her. I need her to like do the back and forth with me. But I know I also have you all in the comments. And so, you know, thank you for being here. Paula, I was just explaining, she's got a migraine this morning and she is just down for the count. And you guys know we're not going to be here tomorrow anyway, because right after this, I'm leaving for the hospital because my older son is having surgery and I think I'm going to be staying with him all weekend long. So I'm doing the best I can solo for today. And so I've got a few videos to show you, because you guys, did you see the DeSantis? There's so much going on. So DeSantis sent 2 busloads of illegals to Martha's Vineyard. And I'm dying. I'm dying over this. Okay. So I'm going to show you Jesse Waters talking about that to Mike Pompeo. So this was on his show. And I just, so first of all, that happened, right? But then this morning, now there are reports 2 buses from Del Rio, Texas got sent to Kamala's house. Like, that's happening right now. And apparently, as they're getting dropped off at the house and, you know, they're being like interviewed by people, and they're all saying, thank you, Joe Biden, for having an open border. So Kamala is trying to say, no, 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 the border is totally secure. I think we played that video even yesterday, right? They're like, the border's so totally secure. No. How about you have the, welcome them into your home, Kamala? You need to welcome them on in, right? So anyway, here is the clip I wanted to show you of Jesse Waters talking about this with Mike Pompeo when it was just happening. Watch.
DeSantis has sent migrants on a plane to Martha's Vineyard. Now, this is where the Obamas have a home, Oprah, Beyonce, even James Taylor, who's going to be seeing fire, rain, and migrants. Not to mention Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, everybody basically that you know on the left has a home there. Do you think they're going to be embracing their new neighbors?
You know, these are all sanctuary cities until they're in their sanctuary.
Right.
I doubt they'll embrace them. Don't know that I've ever been to Martha's Vineyard. I've been to places where we've seen these migrants come across. This is not good for America. Every town's a border town, and we need to make sure we get our southern border secured exactly like we did for 4 years, Jesse.
All right, Mike Pompeo.
So that's happening. And because of that, because you know, nobody at Martha's Vineyard was prepared for something like this. Nobody. So now the Dukes County Emergency Management Association, they are now asking for volunteers to help with what they're calling an unexpected, urgent humanitarian situation. So that's what's happening at Martha's Vineyard right now. And listen, I think it's delicious. DeSantis is like the trolliest of the trolls in the best way. And so I completely love this. And so this is happening. But I will tell you that you know what? Martha's Vineyard should be excited about this. Like all the people there, if they're claiming themselves to be a sanctuary city and they're champions of diversity, well, there you go. They should be like applauding this decision by DeSantis, right? They should be super happy about it. So they're calling for volunteers because they cannot handle it. But what I thought was super interesting is that Carrie Lake has a totally different take on this than I expected that she might. So she was on Tucker last night and they were talking about this. And while she thought it was hilarious, right? Like she thinks it's super funny and trolly too. And, you know, I love it when Governor DeSantis, you know, I just love it. And I think she appreciates it too, but she doesn't think it's a good idea. And I will let her explain why.
Ron DeSantis flew them there on the idea that communities, border towns in Texas and Arizona are bearing all the brunt. And maybe the people who make these policies should have to live with them. What's your view of this?
You know, I get a kick out of it watching these liberal mayors just, you know, throw their hands up and say we can't handle it because it's life every day for us in these border states. However, I'm not a fan of it, Tucker. I mean, we're just taking people here illegally who shouldn't be here. We're moving them further inland. My plan is the most bold, aggressive plan on the border. We're going to secure the border. We're going to call it what it is, issue a declaration of invasion on day one, get troops on the border in the form of our National Guard. We're going to stop people from coming over, and we're going to stop the cartels from having control of our border. I don't like it as a mother, and I know no Arizonan likes it, that we are the pipeline for the most dangerous, deadly drug this country's ever seen, called fentanyl. Number one killer of young people. It's all coming through Arizona because Joe Biden gave control of our border to the cartels. And on day one, we're going to invoke our Article 1, Section 10 authority and take back control of our border away from the federal government. It's a dereliction of duty what they've done.
Yes.
And we're not going to let Joe Biden drag the state of Arizona down while he's trying to destroy this country.
Amen. Boy, I can see why they're trying to stop.
Anyway, I mean, if you love Carrie Lake, and I know most people in here do, I thought that that was an excellent point. But then when the stuff with Kamala's house happened this morning, I still loved it. Like I could not help but love that. Okay. So speaking of, because I do want to get through these videos, you guys, there was a lot of good ones today and so many that I didn't even include because I thought I cannot do this alone. I can't do this without her. Anyway. So speaking of Carrie Lake,
Greg Gutfeld. So Jessica Tarlov made this comment. I don't know if you guys saw the five yesterday. Jessica Tarlov, who has that like horrible, I can't even do it. It's the fry. You know what I'm talking about? Like that horrible vocal fry where she talks like that all the time. That's just her normal voice. So she made this like really snooty comment about Carrie Lake, and Greg Gutfeld and then Judge Jeanine, they both like got onto her about it because she's acting as though Carrie is some sort of like alien from outer space. It was really, really nasty the way that she talked about her. Like the thought of Carrie Lake potentially being the governor of Arizona was just so unthinkable that she was just in this state of horror. And so thank you, Peter. So the comment that she made is why Gutfeld and Jeanine acted like they were like, what the hell? So here, I'm going to show it to you.
I've not been in favor of it. If even one of these people wins their election, it obviously invalidates the entire strategy. And it's incredibly scary because one of these elections could be a Carrie Lake. It could be Doug Mastriano.
She is going to win. I agree.
She's great. Well,
in Arizona.
She's great.
She's great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you say that sarcastically, but you have no evidence on why she isn't. I think she's incredibly persuasive. Carrie Lake, we're talking about the same person, right? Running for
governor.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you're acting like she is a monster. No, but you're acting like she's a monster or something.
I do think people who don't function in the same reality the rest of us do, where Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the United States of America.
You know, Hillary Clinton did that for 4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Actually, she conceded and gave her concession speech.
Oh, she did. And then she continued to complain.
To say,
and then the Russians were involved. But in any event, it's Crime Rock's liberal city.
I mean, you guys, she was so outnumbered on that, obviously. But that's what she was doing, is she was acting like Carrie Lake was such an unthinkable, unspeakable choice that it would, like, the world would be instantly destroyed or something. Thank you, Pamela. She says, you're not alone, Mock. You have us. Thanks, you guys. It is really, really different, like, not having Daisy in a feed off of, you know what I mean? Because she, like, usually I show the videos and then she does some of the commentary and then we go back and forth and it just feels weird. But anyway, I'm gonna try. I've got like a couple more to show you, and then I do have like a couple of talks, but obviously there's no whack. I didn't prepare a whack because that's Daisy's thing, so I didn't want to do that. But I also wanted to make sure that, you know, we recognized the sponsors that are part of this show and that mean so much to us, and one of those sponsors is Omaha Steaks. So you guys, they're, again, right now, they're still doing the specials on the All-American assortment, or your build your own package where you just choose your favorites and like put them all into one of those fancy ice chests that they send you. And then you are set with meals for a good long while. And it's not like, I am not a griller. I don't think I've personally ever grilled anything because I don't know how. But I can do stuff in the oven. I can do stuff in the air fryer. And the caramel apple tartlets that they send in their desserts, you can microwave them in like a minute and a half. And they are, oh my God, they're so good. And you can take their fillets and put them in the air fryer for 6 minutes. And they're phenomenal. So all of their food is amazing. And you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people out there have ordered from omahasteaks.com before and loved it. And so no matter what you choose, if you do the All-American assortment or you do the build your own package, you're going to get 12 free steak burgers on top of that. So check them out. And here's the different thing about how their website works. You go to omahasteaks.com and then it's not like code chicks. It's just you type chicks into the keyword search. And that's how you get the special discounts, okay? So omahasteaks.com, and then you just type chicks in the search field, and that's how you get your discounts. So stock up, because they send you everything in a nice freezer. It comes all frozen and everything, and then you've got food like forever and ever and ever. So do it, okay? All right. And then yesterday, Kamala, I don't know, she was like, I don't know if she was at the same place. I'm not sure where she was, but she was like standing at this microphone and then there were all these reporters and she was taking questions from reporters and she was trying to say, like, one of the reporters' questions was something about how costs continue to rise so much. They're really, really hurting everybody so much. We're still at 8.3, I think, percent inflation. And so they were asking her, do you think this is going to be an issue for Democrats in the midterms? Because people keep saying in all the polls that their number one concern is the economy, which should not bode well for Democrats. And so they asked her about that. And her answer to that was, well, not a single Republican voted for the Inflation Reduction Act, even though plenty of economists are saying the Inflation Reduction Act isn't going to help inflation at all. And in fact, it's probably going to make it worse because of all of the spending. So she didn't have a good answer for that. And then she was asked about the climate change components in the Inflation Reduction Act. The whole Inflation Reduction Act, the whole legislation is about just piling money and spending money on climate initiatives, right? And we've talked about Jennifer Granholm and how she's like, listen, it's great because the way it's going to fight inflation is that people will get rebates when they buy solar panels. So you're supposed to somehow figure out finding just 30 grand laying around your house, and then you might get like a $9,000 rebate if you put in solar panels. And so people right now are taking out loans to buy groceries. Okay. They're not in a position where they can shell out money for solar panels. So this reporter asked Kamala about that. And they were saying, you know, a lot of what you've done in this bill is rebates and refunds on certain items and that kind of thing. And discounts, you know, and incentives for when you upgrade your house to climate friendly technology. So how is this supposed to work? And so here's what she said.
Administration has invested $370 billion in what we can do to address the climate crisis.
A lot of that $370 billion relies on credits, rebates, at a time where a lot of families might not have a lot of disposable income to make that initial investment right now with inflation, the most recent number at 8.3%. How is the family supposed to work around that if they don't have that initial money?
Well, we think about the costs of things in totality, right?
So, you feel better? You feel like you're going to be able to afford gas and electricity now that she thinks about things in their totality? I wonder if she's going to be thinking about those illegals at her doorstep right now in totality and inviting them to stay with her. That would be great, right? But yeah, she's just nothing but like word salad, whatever. I mean, she has no answer for any of these things because there is no answer. They have not actually solved any problems. And so there's no wonder that there are still so many Democrat candidates who are trying to distance themselves from the administration. They don't want Kamala or Joe Biden campaigning with them, and they don't want to answer for those policies. They don't want to answer for how things are going right now. And a perfect example of that was Mark Kelly, Senator Mark Kelly in Arizona. He's obviously running for re-election. And so he was asked to explain the Biden record and watch him struggle. You guys, look at this.
Your thoughts on his job. Has he done a good job, do you think?
Hey, first of all, it's not my job to give him a report card.
Okay, think about how pathetic that is, that is the answer that a Democrat senator who is currently running for re-election has to give about the performance of his president right now. Like, you know it's bad when that's your answer, right? I mean, that is really, really bad. So all of this is like, I'm finding all of this completely hilarious this morning, but we have to remember, and this is, I don't mean to be like all Captain Bringdown or anything, but we have to remember that there are so many dumb people who are in this country and who do vote. And there was that guy that has the same name as the actor that used to be on the Obama team, Jon Favreau, that's his name. Jon Favreau, and I forget what I don't know if he was an advisor or like a speechwriter. I can't remember what he did for Obama, but he has been going around the country doing focus groups to find out what people know about civics and how informed they actually are about politics. Because everybody knows everybody in here watching right now, everybody who watches the Chicks on the Right podcast, every one of you are engaged, right? Like, you know what's going on in politics. You at least know who your representatives are. You at least know when the midterms are, like some of the basics, right? So there's engaged conservatives who know what's going on. And there's also engaged leftists who know what's going on. We just think very, very differently, right? But then there's this whole faction of people that have absolutely no idea. And you forget, I know I do, I forget how uninformed so many Americans are. And the fact that we're really all in the minority when it comes to what we know and how engaged we are. And so Jon Favreau was on one of these talk shows talking about these focus groups that he's doing, and he showed a little clip of one. And you guys, these people are morons, okay? Look at this.
What we don't know is how the people who haven't really been paying attention to all of this will vote, or if they'll even show up to vote at all. So Jon is setting off across the country, running focus groups like this one to find out.
How many of you plan on voting in the midterm elections this November?
What is that?
Who is your member of Congress, and do you think they're doing a good job?
I don't know anyone in Congress. Yeah.
Okay, that's totally fine. Does anyone know who their member of Congress is?
Stop. No.
Okay.
This is what we're dealing with. And so these are the kinds of people. Remember that TikTok that we showed the other day of the guy who was asked Biden or Trump? And he immediately said Biden because he's black and Biden's a Democrat. So obviously he's going to vote for Biden. And then when he started getting questioned about why, there's no answer because he doesn't know anything. And so that's the fear, right? Like, there's going to be so many uninformed idiots like that guy and like the people in that room. Those are the people that I worry about. I don't worry about people who are engaged like everybody in here. I worry about like the idiots. And I think that we should all kind of worry about them. And MyPillow, of course, still has their super good sheet sale going on right now, in addition to buy one, get one offers on so many things. And right now, there's no better time to support Mike Lindell and MyPillow, the company, than right now, considering the FBI has raided his phone and essentially treated him like a criminal simply for having doubt about the egregiety intay of the action illay. Right? I think I did that right. So now is a really good time to visit MyPillow.com/chicks and get yourself some MyPillow stuff. You know what? If you are at the meet and greet, everybody at the meet and greet got a free travel pillow. Why don't you get yourself a cool cover? Why don't you just go? That's a perfect way to support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com/chicks and buy yourself a cool cover for your travel pillow. Daisy gets the leopard ones. And you know how she loves leopard. So you could get leopard ones. I know they have all different kinds of covers. So maybe think about that. So I'm sorry that this was such a weird and different show, and it's not the same without Daisy, and I hate it. But I wanted to give you something. I wanted to make sure to, give proper due to our fantastic sponsors. And so that's why I just sort of did this on my own. I can't believe I went almost 30 minutes. I'm very proud of myself. So it's not a normal size show, and Monday we'll be back to normal. So again, the reason that she was not here, you know, send all of your well wishes and prayers to Daisy so that her head feels better. And I'm going to be in the hospital over the weekend with my son. So if you could just be sending out some prayers for him as well, that would be fantastic. And then we will talk to you first thing Monday. You guys, bring it in. We'll talk to you on Monday, everybody.
Bye. Heritage Foundation national security expert James Carafano joins me to discuss the cozy relationship between Communist China and the Mexican drug cartels. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Carafano also explains how China is laundering the billions of dollars the cartels are making by trafficking drugs and humans. I'll also remember the anniversary of 9/11 attacks and honor everyone who served our nation in the years afterwards. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.